You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Next week, President Barack Obama will deliver his State of the Union address, and he's, as always, intended to lay out a roadmap for the next year or two. In the weeks leading up, we've been talking to some political observers about the direction the president might take or should take in the third year of his presidency. How crucial will 2011 be for President Obama? Joining us this morning, Jonathan Alter, senior editor at Newsweek and author of The Promise, President Obama, Year One. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right, so I got to ask you, you wrote a book that was about President Obama in year one. What would be the title of the book about year three?
Well, actually, you know, the Promise, which is out in paperback this week, also covers year two. And year three I'm going to deal with in my next book. But I think that the themes that he needs to spell out, and that he probably will spell out, could be summarized as innovation, education, and unification.
Nice plug there, by the way, Jonathan. Explain to me what innovation you mean. I mean, one might say that in taking on some of the big topics he took on in his first 2 years, that was a bit of an innovation.
Yes. Well, I mean, he put a lot more points on the board, and he got a lot more accomplished than he got credit for. You know, the health care bill, for instance, was the biggest social change in 45 years. So I think there's been a lot of misunderstanding of his record in the past, which is what I'm focused on in the book, is just trying to give people the backstory of all the history that happened. And it's very treacherous to try to predict the way things will go because you can't account for unanticipated events. But I do, you know from talking to people that he's going to lay out a growth agenda. And this is something that gives him a leg up on the Republicans, because cutting the budget, while it needs to be done for our children and grandchildren's sake, so that we don't put everything on the credit card, doesn't really help get the economy revived. So they're going to be in the same position that Democrats have been in, which is, why aren't you dealing with jobs? So he needs to stay focused on jobs. What can be done to grow the economy? And you're going to hear an awful lot about that in the speech, because if unemployment comes down, he gets reelected. If it doesn't come down, he has a hard time getting reelected. So you're going to see more of a focus on getting this economy revved up, which is easier said than done. And in the longer term, that involves education, which is an area where there's potential for a lot of compromise with the Republicans. His education reform agenda is very much in the center. And the reason that's so critical is that we're slipping behind internationally, and we have to train our workforce to compete. And then the unification part, of course, just relates to Tucson and the idea of bringing the country together and making it less partisan.
Okay, but you could say that compromise with the Republicans and then unification were two of the themes he tried to pursue in the first 3 years of his presidency, and they haven't worked out all that well for him.
Well, it's true that you've got an awful lot of Republicans who were just elected for whom compromise is a dirty word, and we'll see what happens to them when they get to Washington. They now share power, and so being obstructionist isn't going to work as easily for them. But obviously, there's going to be a lot of partisan, wrangling, eye gouging at the line of scrimmage. I'm not minimizing any of that, but I do think there is some potential for common ground on innovation and a growth agenda. You know, we innovate or stagnate, and I think that's what you're going to hear him say. Not in those words, but.
But John, what's the historical lesson here? Does he look to Clinton or does he look to Carter?
Well, looking to Carter is a difficult thing. Carter was at the state dinner the other night, but that's a tough one. So I think he looks more to Clinton, and it's interesting that even though the two men do not have a good personal relationship, which is something that I write about a lot in The Promise, they've been spending more time with each other lately, and I think he does see a Clintonian moment right now. He needs to move to the center. because he lost independents in 2010, and he needs to get them back. So a lot of this is, I think, going to be somewhat disappointing for parts of his liberal base, although they're starting to get some things they've wanted for a while, like an end to don't ask, don't tell. But he needs to, for his own political sake, play to independents, and you're going to see him doing so.
One might say, Jonathan Alter, that one of his biggest failings is in his message, and for somebody who is as eloquent as President Obama often can be, that seems ironic in yeah. that he has, you know, the things that he has done that liberals might like, he has not sent that message out very well. They're angry with him, the things he's done that have actually reached out a hand to conservatives. The conservatives haven't liked that either. So perhaps it's his message that needs to change and not as much policy.
Well, it's a great point. You know, it does remind me some of that movie Cool Hand Luke, where the warden says, you know, what we have is a failure to communicate. And there has been that problem over the last couple of years, more so than I think they would like, although they've acknowledged it. Obviously, bringing down unemployment would make his message sink in better, but particularly the 2010 campaign, they really didn't have a coherent message. And it is a great surprise to me. The biggest surprise that I experienced in researching the promise was that we all expected him to be this great communicator and to struggle in executive leadership because he had no experience. And instead, it turned out to be the reverse. He struggled to communicate over his first couple of years, and yet he got a lot done, and he was seen as a decisive and effective leader. And, you know, particularly when you go behind closed doors and try to report.
So it's a bit of an irony, actually, in the first 2 years. We'll see if it becomes less so in the last 2 years. That's Jonathan Alter, national correspondent for Newsweek, author of The Promise, President Obama, Year One.